because I don't want to go over a minute, an hour, and 15 minutes. What's the moral here? What's the takeaway regarding the tragedy of the mother? It is certainly a tragedy of the mother that the mysteries were destroyed. Well, they've been recovered, but it's still a tragedy as long as the mysteries don't reach the world. This is the first time the mysteries have ever been brought to the open world, have ever been shared openly. And having done that, I must say that I've reached the point of an enormous presumption. Well,
If it's come to the moment at the dawn of the 21st century when the mysteries are restored and presented to the world at large as never before,
then there has to be some way of getting it to the world at large. And that's why I can't talk anymore to a handful of a few hundred people, as much as I value your attention. The other thing I would say is that you can try to understand, it's a cheap word, but try to appreciate that, you know, the sorrow of the mother can't be judged on human standards. You have to feel it on human standards. How does it feel? It feels like sorrow. It feels like grief. I know. I'm drenched with it, and I have been all my life. It marks me. Marks my face. But still, I know that I'm a human animal translating it into a human scale emotion that has a certain value on it. But for her, it's just intensity. It's part of her addiction. And the first instruction of Kala Tantra applies to her, the aeon, in the same way it applies to a human animal. The addiction becomes mastery. That is an extremely subtle teaching. Be not mistaken. It does not mean that you master your addiction. If it is truly your core addiction, then you cannot master it in the sense of control it or let go of it. The very intensity of the addiction creates in you the skill to master your entire life. And likewise, the intensity of the sorrow of the mother creates that skill in her. These are transcendent truths to understand transcendently and to hold them. So I advise you to hold them in the human scale of your mind and emotions. Knowing that the matters of which I speak transcend humanity.